It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, and away we go. I'm very, very excited. And, you know, the weather's not terrific right now, so the fact that you made it in and you traversed those PEI highways to get here, Chef Michael Smith is in the house. Hello,
hey,
sir.
Good morning. Up and down the mountains of eastern PEI.
There you go. There you go. All right, well, thank you for being. And I love the fact that you said, well, you know what? It's just, it's winter on PEI.
That's right. You know? Suck it up, Buttercup. We knew it was coming. Come on, we need something new to complain about.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure. Thanks. It's good to see all of you so bright and cheery first thing in the morning.
This is what we do. Welcome to our world.
That's what we try and do. You really need no introduction. I think that that everyone knows who you are. But in case you're someone out there that doesn't know Chef Michael Smith, you've done so many things. Obviously, you're PEI's food ambassador. You have been a best-selling cookbook author, innkeeper, educator. You travel all over. I'm going to tell you this. Back 24 years ago, I was taking public relations, and one of my classmates, like, you had fans. You have crazy fans, and this has been the way it's been for a long time. How's that?
Yes, and a certain part of my fan demographic is aging nicely, and I'm not going any deeper into it. But no, it's good. I'm very proud to do what I do, and I'm proud that I've been able to do it from Prince Edward Island for all these years, to be an advocate for food, to genuinely care about teaching people, you know, trying to move that needle for so long, and all of it from Prince Edward Island.
Yeah, it's really something. And we've had other guests in here, whether it is a focus in culinary or music or arts, that when I was a kid, I didn't necessarily think that those sort of careers were possible here.
Sure.
It seemed like people went away to do those things. But people are continually proving that, yes, it's very possible. And there's literally an appetite for that. And you found that.
I think one of my strengths is that I came from away. I'm an islander by choice. You know, I wasn't born here. I came in 1992 for a summer job and basically never left. And with that outside perspective, I arrived and found a literal chef's paradise. Like, this is one of the best places in the world to cook. We have it all. We are so darn fortunate here.
We do have it. I have to ask, when you came here for a job, what was the job?
It was at the Inn at Bay Fortune.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. Unreal.
Yeah, back then I was just a punk, wet behind the ears. There was like three of us in the kitchen. You know, I called myself executive chef because I had a dishwasher. And, you know, we worked really, really hard back then. And in the 90s, Canada's culinary voice was still sort of nascent. It was coming alive. We were finding ourselves coast to coast to coast. And, you know, this is all pre-internet, so we didn't necessarily know we all existed, you know, but there was just a lot of good people across the country that were just going out in the backyard and cooking with what was around them proudly.
Right. And when you were back then, when you came here and took that job, did you ever envision, did you have this dream, or was it just kind of organic that this is the way it happened, that this opportunity led to the next thing and you were saying yes or being a leader? Like,
one thing leads to another. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that, you know, like, even with the Inn, we're 10 years in, you just don't know. It's about the path. You know, you choose your path, and we live our lives the way we live our days. And all those years ago, and in a million years, I never imagined that I would become a Canadian, you know, that all of the things that I've been so fortunate to have happen to me would happen, you know, just because of cooking and this island and the opportunities here.
Right. And we're literally looking at you, and you said, you know, you're an islander. I said, well, no, you know, you're a famous islander when you're wearing a cow's shirt that says the Inn at Hayfort.
Yeah, Chef Michael Smith.
You're
made
something.
It when.
They're geniuses over there.
Yeah.
Like, they really can make anything happen.
They're so gracious.
It's great.
I'm so proud of this shirt, eh?
Yeah, I know, eh? I love it.
It's almost worn out.
If we can find another one, that might be on my Christmas list now, to be honest. Chef Michael Smith is our interesting islander today. Stand by. More coming up.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Action figures sold separately.
Most wanted.
Make your list.
Point of sale.
Connecting business and community. Join the Greater Charlottetown Area Chamber of Commerce today.
Ocean 100 weather. flurries ending this morning, then cloudy, wind gusting to 70. Temperature will fall to minus 3 this afternoon with a wind chill near minus 11. Tonight is partly cloudy, still windy, a low of minus 7 with a wind chill of minus 16 overnight. I'm not ready. And tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, chance of flurries, wind gusting to 50, temperature at minus 7 with a wind chill near minus 16. It's minus 1 in Summerside. 0 in Montague and in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
And there are some flurries coming down right now in downtown Charlottetown. Easy does it. School buses are rolling again one more time this week. Keep your eyes peeled for the flashing lights. Crossing guards getting into place too. Big shout out to our bus drivers and educational professionals doing their thing today. We will have more with Chef Michael Smith coming up. Our interesting Islander. Your celebration calendar for the Confederation Bridge is on the way next, though. It's the boss. Merry Christmas, baby. Ocean 100. Bruce Springsteen, Merry Christmas, baby. It's Ocean 100-751. Good morning. It's the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. Darcy's trivia question on the go right now. And again, we've mentioned this a couple of times. There's some maintenance going on behind the scenes on our website right now. So we actually can't update to it. So I can't post the question. So here it is. This Ottawa waterway freezes over in the winter and becomes a skating rink. What is it? This Ottawa waterway freezes over in the winter and becomes a skating rink. What is it? 902-368-1720. We also just got a late bus, eh, Scott?
We did get a late bus this morning, and that is bus 413, driven by Tiffany Clendenning, serving the Montague family of schools, running 30 minutes late.
All right, we're here, of course, with our interesting Islander today, Chef Michael Smith. So excited to have you here. And lots of times for us, it's fun to have the time we do on air, but our chats off air are neat as well. And we're learning throughout the last 10 years. Obviously, there's been opportunities where you have adapted and pivoted. What would you say is the thing that you're most proud of over the last 10 years as you look back at the Inner Bay Fortune?
Sure. I think without question, the thing we're most proud of at the Inn is the work culture that we have created. We are known for being a heck of a restaurant for our guests, but we're also part of an industry that has some serious structural deficiencies at its core that has sort of overlooked the way we treat people for far too long. You've all seen the parody, you know, like you see Gordon Ramsay acting like Gordon Ramsay. That's very real in our industry. There's lots of really good restaurant experiences, but that are built on the back of misery behind closed doors. We are not that place. We take care of our team. It is about our day. It's about how we spend our time together. And over 10 years, we have become a workshop. Now think of us as an atelier, a place where knowledge is earned, learned, and transferred, a place where it's okay to make a mistake, screw up a little bit, where it's about the atelier. It's about the workshop. It's about moving forward together. So we're known for that work culture. And without question, that is the thing I'm most proud of.
That's very impressive. And I have to ask, though, because, you know, when I was young, I worked in the hospitality industry, and I can relate to what you're saying. Where did that shift come from? Because when you were beginning, you would have seen perhaps that example as well. Like, did you decide we need to make a change?
This shift has been with me my entire career. I apprenticed in the exact same restaurant Gordon Ramsay apprenticed in London, England, 3 years after he did. He was clearly drinking the Kool-Aid. I was not. It was a bullshit experience. It was absolute rubbish what we had to put up with in the name of this expensive fine dining product. And after I left that and realized this is not right, these people can't get the best out of us because of the way we're treated. I've spent my entire career trying to right that wrong, trying to create a fostering atmosphere of teaching and learning and mutual respect. That's just what we do. I mean, this is Prince Edward Island. We're not a place where we run around screaming and yelling at each other. And if you do that, it just doesn't work in our world.
No, that is, I don't know if we can follow that up with anything. You're right.
No, that was true.
Police, zombie, dog.
Yeah.
All in a bow.
Well, we'll do the fun little transition here to our birthday list now. This is super fun. I'm really glad you're here to witness this. You should be proud. So these are all the people that have wrote in with birthdays today, Chef Michael. Yeah, I know. Happy birthday to Valerie Acorn of Cornwall. Best wishes from your family and friends. Holly Culleton is 60 today from the hubby and the family. Glenn Thomas, happy birthday from Marshall and the family. Saturday, Amy Hickox is celebrating. That's tomorrow, of course. 40th birthday for Tyler Crane. And a happy 22nd birthday to Alexis Power. Lots of love from the family. Happy 18th birthday to Renee McKinnon of Goose River. Off to work today at École La Belle Cloche. Love mom and dad. And Shelley DeVoe, love from Daryl and Lorena. Have a super day.
Happy 24th to Davey Nip Morrison. That's from your dad, Sam. Walker McDonald, have a great day. And Scarlett Trainer, who turns one tomorrow. Best wishes from Nanny, Poppy, Dobby, and Willow.
Jess Saunders, celebrating a birthday. Dawn Marie King, turning 11. Love from Mom and Richard. Joseph Murphy, turning 12. Love Mom and all your family and friends. Helen McLean McCarville says to our wonderful sister from all her family. She's in Charlottetown, a very young 70 years old. Thomas McDougall from Mom and Dad. And Sparky, the dog. I love when dogs send birthday wishes.
Oh, especially when they take it upon themselves.
It's true, I know. Sparky just got out that birthday wish himself from aunts and uncles and friends. Thomas is in Stratford turning 23. Wayne Walker in Stanley Bridge. Adeline White in Summerside turning 12. Amy Doyle in Charlottetown, the big 66. Nikki Hackett, happy birthday to you. And I have to wish Mayor Steve Ogden in Stratford a very happy birthday today.
Oh, happy do you birthday, guys have Mr. town Mayor. Council cake?
We often have town council.
Okay, good to know.
Happy
to
birthday to you.
Yeah, I love it. Let's give away a couple of bridge passes. Sam Hughes and Valerie Harper, congratulations. We magically have your address. We will send out those bridge passes. More with Chef Michael Smith coming up.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
-7. There is a wind warning advisory in effect with the Confederation Bridge, so good idea to download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott. We'll tidy up Darcy's trivia here in a second, but there are a couple of late buses, too.
Yeah, I want to touch on the buses. Bus 520 serving Three Oaks Family of Schools, running 30 minutes late. And bus 413 driven by Tiffany Clendenning, serving the Montague Family of Schools, running 30 minutes late.
A few birthdays to add to the list, too. Saul Hood of the infamous Hoodlum Crew. They will be celebrating today. Happy birthday, Saul. Jaron Murphy is 11 on Sunday. Love from your family. Sheldon Shields, celebrating today. Love mom, Leona, and Wayne McLaughlin. Loves Christmas tunes. So there you go. Happy birthday to all celebrating today. Darcy's trivia. This Ottawa waterway freezes over in the winter and becomes a skating rink. What is it? Used to. Hasn't froze over in the last couple of years, though. But props,
a challenge.
Props to most folks for getting it right. The Rideau Canal. Congratulations. One to Martin Arsenault, winner of a pair of World Junior tickets for the December 12th game at the Eastlink Center. And also to Janet Howes, the winner of the $100 gift card from Robbins. Oh, we are in a giving mood around here. We will have more with Chef Michael Smith coming up, our interesting Islander today.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott for Home Hardware, Charlottetown, and Kinloch. Ocean 100.
Yes, Andy Williams, still doing great. It is the most wonderful time of the year, and it is 8:10 at Ocean 100. It's the morning show for Charlottetown and Kinloch Home Hardware. Pleased to be joined today by our interesting Islander, Chef Michael Smith. And we've been chatting about a whole lot. And again, Jill nailed it on the head. You know, the stuff that we chat about on air is great, but like just spending time off air as well and really kind of unpacking more is a whole lot of fun, too. So it has been great. Thank you very much for being here this morning.
Nice to be here. Super early.
Good morning. I'm wondering, as we chatted, obviously you've had so many unique experiences with your show or shows, you know, being broadcast in over 100 countries and your travel and whatnot. You've met so many people. What are some of the highlights? Is there one thing in particular that like was just like, this is incredible, or I never imagined I'd be doing this?
I immediately think of the Olympics. The Olympics in Whistler, Vancouver Olympics. I was chosen to lead the team of chefs that cooked for the world's athletes in Whistler. And we cooked 13,000 meals a day under some pretty extreme circumstances. Wow. One of the greatest single professional challenges of my life. And at the end of it, we received the highest ever food service ratings in the history of the modern Olympic Games.
Amazing.
And we did that for Canada. And we rallied every single day for Canada. We were so conscious that we were carrying that flag for our country and just representing Canada to the world. It was a fascinating experience, but I never worked so hard in my life.
No, I'm sure. 13,000 meals a day.
Yeah, I got home and I added it all up and I realized that I just did in 6 weeks more food than I had done in my entire career to date.
Wow,
yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's amazing.
Yeah, what a challenge.
And it's kind of interesting to take that perspective too, because I mean, of course, as people tuning into the Olympics and following the Olympics, you think of just the athletes, but there's so many other people that are really striving and representing Canada too. So that's an angle that I never really thought about.
Yeah, true that. True that.
Very cool. Very cool stuff. You have a big event that is coming up. Okay, this is interactive, and we've been kind of chatting about it a little bit, and like you like to do events differently, so why don't you tell me about Festive Feast, which is coming up next week.
Thanks. Yeah, we're thrilled to be doing this here on Prince Edward Island. I get contracted to do big giant dinner parties all over the world, and long ago realized that people are bored out of their minds sitting at these rubber chicken dinners. They're just not engaged. They're not engaged with the cause. They're not engaged with each other. It's just not a fun way to spend the night. So long ago, realized I got to make these things interactive and built a formula that's been wildly successful. So in essence, we fill a room and every table becomes a team of sorts. And every single person at the table gets a fun job to do during the course of the night. And it just becomes a fun way to spend time together. It's one of those sort of 1+1=3 equations where you come out of yourself. I think a lot of it has to do this basic idea that adults need permission to play. There's something in us. We stop giving ourselves that permission. And then along comes this event and we're like, yeah, let's do this. Let's do that. And we're just going to have a best darn time. We've given it a holiday theme. We're at the Delta Prince Edward next week. It's on the 12th, next Thursday night. And we're going to be doing all kinds of Innet Bay Fortune style food. My chef's team will be there, but it's less about the food, and it's so often the case with food. It's more about who's at the table than what's on the table. Hmm. And it's how we get along, and it's the time we spend. Chaz is coming with her band. They're going to be singing their hearts out that night. There's games. There's prizes. It's just a fun way to spend a night. And really hard to describe. So just come on out and come see it and then tell your friends. InnetBayFortune.com for tickets.
And it's really hard to describe. No, it sounds like a terrific time. And you should definitely check that out. Again, the website?
InnetBayFortune.com.
I know you just said it, but we needed to make sure that they got it right.
Yeah, next Thursday night at the Delta.
We'll have more with Chef Michael Smith coming up. He's our Interesting Islander today.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Yay! Batteries not included.
Live Well PEI is a way of life. It's about choosing wellness.
Beside Boston Pizza in the Royalty Crossing Mall parking lot.
Bone and Biscuit opening Saturday. Real pets, real food, real healthy.
Flurries ending this morning, then cloudy, wind gusting to 70. Temperature will fall to -3 this afternoon with a wind chill near -11. Tonight, some clouds, some wind, a low of -7, wind chill -16. And tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, wind gusting to 50, temperature steady near -7 with a wind chill near -16. It's zero in Summerside. 0 Montague Gang and -1 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
And a couple of late buses this morning. Bus 520 serving Three Oaks Family of Schools running 30 minutes late, and bus 413 driven by Tiffany Clendenning serving the Montague Family of Schools running 30 minutes late.
And we will wrap things up with Chef Michael Smith coming up next after Sean Hook and Serena Ryder on Ocean 100.
Without any fear.
That is Sean Hook and Serena Ryder. Merry Christmas. War is over. Ocean 100.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
Okay, so we're here with Chef Michael Smith, and we've really been enjoying our morning. Lots of stories from you. So many neat experiences. I would like to ask you... So I don't fancy myself very great in the kitchen. Like I can make a few things. If you were going to give me instruction, what's the most simple thing? Like what's the skill that I need to know in the kitchen that can turn my kitchen game around?
Relax. Yeah. Relax.
Are you telling me to relax?
I'm telling you to relax.
That's a tough one.
So much of it is we're surrounded by all this food media that exists to convince us that there's the perfect way of doing something or the right way of doing it.
Right.
Or the wrong way. And I strongly disagree. If you are finding time to go in your kitchen and cook a simple meal for your friends and family, you are a grade A rock star. You are already successful. Relax. Who says you got to be perfect? You know what I mean? Now, I'm not trying to be disingenuous, but I know that attitude is everything. And just relaxing.
Relaxing.
That's my advice. Take it easy.
Okay. That is good advice. And I'm gonna keep asking advice, if that's okay.
Please.
So we know that you came here for your first job and kind of followed your career path, which has led to so many different opportunities. There's lots of folks listening out there and young people making decisions on their careers. Like what kind of advice? Because there was turning points where, you know, you met someone, who you collaborated with or what have you. What advice would you give someone who's kind of forging on with a new career?
I would say trust yourself. Trust your gut. Understand that as a young person, you're still gathering vital world experience and you might not have all that wisdom, but you still have your own sense of self and your own gut. Trust yourself and go for it. We live in one of the most amazing places in the world. But that's okay to leave here and go find opportunity somewhere else because you'll be back. You'll be back. Ultimately, though, I think we have to be so focused on not just what we do for work, but what we do for play. We don't talk enough about work-life balance. We spend all this time giving young people advice on their careers and where they should go to school and what they should do and how they should do it better. But is anybody helping them understand the need for work-life balance? Nobody did that for me way back in the day. It was just expected that you would work 80 hours a week, devote every ounce and fiber of your being to the job. And look what that got us. You know, just generations of burnout people. So I think from day one, understand that you get out of life exactly, precisely 100% what you put in. So right away, have some balance. Have something that you're equally excited about. So if you're going to put all that time and effort into your work, you need something else that you can put an equivalent amount of time and effort into. And it just makes us better people.
I think that's a great way to kind of close things off and lots to think about and super advice. We've enjoyed having you here so much.
Thank you.
Should we just highlight the Festive Feast one more time?
Plug your event one more time.
The Festive Feast coming at you next Thursday night, the 12th, at the Delta Prince Edward. An interactive dinner party for the ages, a way to just have a grand time, get a group of friends together and trust that you and your table mates are going to have the best time you've ever had. This is the event that I hold all over the world. I host dinner parties all over the globe, and this is the first time we've gotten to do one on Prince Edward Island. So cool. Really looking forward to just a grand, fun time next Thursday night at the Delta, the 12th, and AntBayFortune.com. That's where you get the ticket.
Right. Perfect.
Have a great holiday season.
Thank you.
And all the best moving forward. Don't be a stranger. Feel free to come back anytime. This has been great.
Thank you. Feliz Navidad.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.